From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. This week's guest is Clay County Commissioner Marty Heffner, and our host is Frank Phillips.
So, Marty, if you would, tell us what's going on with the jail, the progress on the building the new jail.
Okay, we've all of our foundations are now complete. They are in the process of erecting the steel for the outer shell of the building, and they're moving along very quickly on that. You know, the push right now is to get the shell of the building up, get the roof deck on, and that way we can get it enclosed so we can begin putting the plumbing and the wiring under the floor inside and get the slab inside and begin to start working on the interior of the building. But we've already done a lot of the renovations to the existing Justice Center. To begin with, that was going to be something we did later down the road because we're using the kitchen and the laundry area for the new building also. So there were several renovations that had to take place there. And, with it being wintertime, the way it worked out, it was better to go ahead and move that project to the beginning. And so most of the work inside the existing Justice Center is going to be all completed by the 1st of March. And they set the dryers in place last Friday. In the laundry area, the floors, the ceilings, the refrigerator and the cooler and the freezers are in place in the kitchen. So they're ready now to start setting equipment in the kitchen area and getting that lined out. So the pass-through area from the existing building to the new building is also mostly complete. They're putting the brick on the outside of that now also. And there's just been a lot accomplished already, even though you haven't been able to see that. It's been a lot of things. They set the new transformer for the incoming power because we had to upgrade our power since we were increasing the size of the building. That was done on the 24th of January. So, a lot of those things, the groundwork has been laid and a lot of work completed already, even though we haven't seen it taking place. But when the crane went up, then things, you can really start seeing things take place. Mm-hmm. So,
are you anticipating many more inmates once you get into the larger building?
Well, to begin with, it won't be a lot more because we want to be able to move the inmates from the existing Justice Center over into the new building so we can make more renovations in the cell blocks. Everybody thinks it's a new building, but this is the 17th, 18th year for that building. And, they say a jail ages at 7 years per 1 year because, people are in there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And these people that are in there are not there to take care of it. So,
it's not the kind of people you would want to rent to.
Exactly. So it ages much quicker than what a normal building does. Yeah. And so, we've got a lot of renovations that need to take place. And upgrades. We're going to be upgrading the water system because we've had some problems there. And but that's the first thing on our agenda once we get that the new building brought online. And then eventually, yes, we'll be able to. We've been running. Pre-COVID, we were at or above capacity in the existing jail. And, of course, once COVID hit, the numbers did go down, but we're back up now to where we're at capacity once again. So, we'll be we'll be moving people into the new building, and we should be able to house a few more of the ICE inmates. And at that point, and once we get renovations done in the existing jail, hopefully be able to house more even then after we get the renovations done. So,
now correct me, but if I recall, the former sheriff said that even without ICE, we were going to be looking at an increase in inmates anyway, and an expansion was necessary.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I say, the state has it set, so when you reach 80% of your capacity, they consider a jail full. And once you get to that point, that's when, we've got an ACLU inspection coming up here in the next month or so. And
American Civil Liberties Union.
Yes, exactly. Once you cross that 80% threshold, that's where, like Vigo County, they had that lawsuit, and Clay County was in that position back, pre-2006, before we built this Justice Center. We had lawsuits, because of overcrowding and those sorts of things. And, had we continued on the same, I don't have the exact figures in front of me. In 2012, our bookings were at around 1,200 bookings and intakes. By 2019, we were up almost 4,000. It was 3,978 or something like that. So, I mean, that's just the increase in that number, 7 years there, 6 years, we had increased that much, and had because we had plenty of room in 2012, but by 2019 we had reached that capacity. And by 2028 it was projected that our 176 capacity that we have now for inmates, by 2030, we would have been at 240 inmates per day, was our projected if we continued on the same road. So,
would that be additional inmates booked in each day?
You mean the 240?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That would have been our total. That our average daily population.
Okay.
The average daily population by 2030 was projected to be at 240. Mm-hmm. And when you only have a capacity of 176, that just doesn't work real good. So.
Right. Now, when Vigo County gets their new jail built, is that going to relieve some pressure on Clay County? Because I know that you're taking in inmates from other counties.
Well, no, not really. They've got theirs online now. And by the time they brought their jail online and brought all the people in, their new jail was already at capacity. So, and with what's taking place at the border, the influx, I just heard a news story from one of the Terre Haute stations about the number of rape cases that have been reported in the valley. And the drug problem, and with all the illegals coming in from the border, it's we're going the wrong direction. We're really going the wrong direction. So hopefully, we're getting a head start on this to where we won't have that ACLU lawsuit for overcrowding, and for this group of commissioners, it would have been a lot easier for us to have just kicked the can down the road.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of extra work and a lot to get this project going. But with the interest rates where they were over the last few years, and it was with the county leadership of the county council also, the time was just right to go ahead and do it and prepare for the next generation, so that they didn't have to do this and increase taxes. So that was our goal, was to be able to do it without increasing taxes and save the next generation from, well, I mean, we all know that building expenses are only going to go up. We're hoping that we've been able to take care of that problem for several years into the future.
Now, today, the commissioners passed appropriation, I guess, for Baker Tilly that would add $15,000 because of the new jail. Is that correct?
Well, it's for Baker Tilly. They more or less they take care of, they watch our money, mm-hmm. and they help our auditor as far as guiding her on, you know, the new things coming down the road. And so there was an additional added on to that. So as the jail comes online, that we keep everything legal, mm-hmm. that because we want to make sure that we're not doing anything that is illegal, or we just want to make sure we've done it right.
So, but that doesn't affect, there's no tax increase needed.
No,
for that.
No.
Do you recall, was the $30,000 what we normally pay Baker Tilly?
Yes.
And
yeah.
The $15,000 is additional. Okay.
Yeah. The $30,000 was for the services that they render every year as we're putting our budgets together and going through all the budget processes. And because they tell us, you know, as we go through how much we can increase, you know, different as far as salaries. Whenever we're trying to set up budgets for the highway, how much we can increase our expenditures for rock and asphalt and salaries and all those sorts of things. And if we increase them a little too much, they come back and tell us, say, well, you're going to have to cut here, 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 and here. And that's not always pleasant. So
it's a good safety net for, yeah. for the county.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, so looking ahead at what could be an unpleasant situation, the current jail is 17 years old, you said?
Yes. Well, it came online in 2006. So, yes. So I'd be...
And now we're going to be opening up the expansion. So looking, I don't know, some years down the road, are there any plans in mind for what you do then? Because eventually you're going to run out of... real estate to put in expansions for the jail.
Yeah. We haven't looked that far. I mean, hopefully, you know, we can hope we can get the drug problem, get something taken care of there. I'm not sure. We have room for another pod over there. Which would add another 150 to 200 beds. Hopefully, the county never needs that. But this jail was built to add. You can just keep adding pods onto it, and the next time it would take some more expansion, because. When the existing Justice Center was built, it was built with the idea of expansion in mind, and that's the reason we were able to use the kitchen and the laundry area and all that. All we had to do was just put some different equipment in, make a few renovations there. But it was they had the foresight when they built this one to plan for that. So. It saved us a lot of money this time by not having to put all that into the new building. So the next time around, it's going to take a little more ingenuity and architect work and planning in order to house many more inmates.
Well, let's hope that when that time comes, we're not looking at expansion, but just simply renovation of
what
we
already
have.
Yeah, let's hope we can get this drug problem, get something taken care of there, stop it coming across our borders, and help to alleviate some of that problem, because We have way too much illegal drugs coming across our borders. And, of course, I-70 is a main corridor. A lot of drugs travel through Clay County. And, unfortunately, a lot of it gets dropped here, too. So, we have a severe drug problem, that's for sure. And hopefully, in years to come, we can get that remedied.
Marty Heffner, thank you so much, Clay County Commissioner. Appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any of our past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.